What?
You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. My name is Tom, and I am your host of the show, Gay Talk 2.0. Welcome. I have my co-host, as usual, with me here, doing the show, doing what we do, and bringing you the content that we do. Ladies and gentlemen, to my right.
Hey, y'all. Nick here, or Trish.
Hey, it's Paul Anthony.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And this is
The Dish.
Welcome to the show. There's so much to talk about. There's some are happy things, some are great things, some are absolutely fantastic things for the gay movement, for the LGBT community.
Proud of you.
Yes, yes. What about Q and Plus?
Yeah, we don't want to forget
Paul,
our Q.
By
yeah,
step.
Step by step, girl. I just learned
four letters at a time, right?
Four letters. Let me get those four letters in there first.
Took 16 episodes, but we got you.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, and of course, we're going to address the issue surrounding Orlando and how that's affected our community as a whole. So let's start with the dish. You know, we've got a lot to talk about. So
yeah, like how you farted in my mouth last night.
Well, you deserved
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting.
So, I even noticed.
Dude. So I tasted it.
Well, yesterday, what ended up happening is I took Monday off because, you know, sometimes you just need that break. Mondays are horrible. And so I went out. I called Paul like around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and she goes like, all right, I'm jumping in the shower and I'm going to get ready. And then I call her back and she's like, but I got to do a haircut first. Bitch, really? So I ended up going over her house. I had a cocktail. Then we went out. I kept drinking and we having shots of all that craziness. And I got really messed up and I farted in her mouth.
It was so disgusting.
And she gagged.
How did you even do that?
Well, we came back here to the apartment to watch Game of Thrones. So if you didn't see Game of Thrones last night, I am not going to spoil it for anybody. I don't do that because if someone spoils it for me, I will find you and murder you, Sansa style.
I bent down to get something off the floor and next thing I know, I was like, what the fuck just happened?
that wall of that, the great, like, you know, that wall, the wall just hit him. And he started gagging.
My eyes were so watery. I was literally about to vomit everywhere.
Didn't you get
so
it on
gross.
Snapchat?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we did. Or maybe I put it somewhere. I know it's somewhere.
It was disgusting.
We'll
I
have to find that
it.
Video. Yeah, it was horrible.
Have you ever farted yourself awake?
If you could do that, that's talent.
I did. One time. Liz, you knew
it
was coming
Liz,
back.
You're coming back.
We were like watching TV on the couch and we both passed out and I woke up to and I looked down and in between my legs is Liz, her head, mouth wide open, just like so she inhaled my fart and I just looked down and went back to bed.
That's disgusting. What is wrong with you people?
I didn't mean to, but it was awesome.
That's like the equivalent of felching.
Ew.
In the fart world,
you
though.
Should be shot for that.
Well, you already did it, Chris. So
it was,
and to a girl, nonetheless.
Well, it wasn't planned. It's Liz. It's Liz.
She probably liked it.
Well, yeah, it's Liz. I actually saw her. When was it?
Yesterday.
It Friday? Yesterday.
She was yesterday.
I saw her yesterday.
She's a mess.
She's a beast of a woman. I'm telling you, she's tall. She's a big girl. And I mean,
what was that?
Oh, we have a phone call from Plainville, New Jersey, but I don't know who it is.
Answer it.
Let's see.
Is this on Skype?
No.
Someone's calling in?
You're live on Gay Talk. Hi.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hi, is Tom there?
Who's calling?
This is a big fan of yours, Tommy.
Hello. This is crazy. This is Tom.
She hung up?
No, she's still here.
Who is this? What?
Oh, hold on. Hello?
What is happening?
What is happening? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it started on the computer.
From the idiots. What are you doing?
Hey!
Listen.
But What's up?
We're on a break. Where's that Paul Anthony at?
Hey, Boo.
Oh, oh, he's here.
You've got to have him call in tonight, because on the next bit, as soon as we come back on, I'm doing a story about him.
Oh, oh Jesus. Shit. Oh, shit.
Yes.
God.
This, we're going to make it
work. Listen.
Listen.
Yo.
Yes.
Did he really get his asshole sewn up?
He sure did.
I'm a new woman.
Listen, I'm coming back in 5 minutes. I'm going to do a story on it.
Yes,
we've got to get him to Skype or call in.
We're gonna have to get him to call in.
Yeah, get him to call in. Let me get you a number real quick. You got the number?
Oh, I got the number. You know we do. We're gay boys. We're good like that.
All right, he's going to call in Paul Anthony when we get back. All right, give us a couple minutes. I got to interview him.
All right.
Shit.
Take a drag right, for
I'll
us.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was that Ray Anthony?
Yes.
Yes, and from the Idiots Radio, you know, our good friends down in
New Jersey.
So, you know, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to have to make sure that we call him back now.
How do we do that?
Oh, well, I'm going to have to plug in over here and call them. But in the meantime, you know, y'all can do whatever y'all gotta do. I just gotta get this shit ready.
Oh my God. I might poop my pants.
I just actually got a CNN update.
Of what?
It's not sounding very good. Senate rejects 4 separate gun control measures after mass shooting.
It was tough, but we gotta win. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a case in where people in the state of Connecticut were suing because of the gun laws that we passed in the state. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court and they refused to listen to the case without comment, which means that the U.S. Court of Appeals decision that they made, that the law is law, will now remain the law. So it's not going to be overturned. So I was reading about that and I was like, oh, come on. I really, in the midst of everything that's been going on, we have to make sure that we get this done. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the majority of the Republicans are just not jumping on board. It really sucks.
Yeah. And let's be honest. I mean, it takes a lot more than just a week to overturn such a huge thing. So we've been fighting for gun control for a long time, but now that the gays are on the case, I give it about a year.
Yeah, we're gonna get this shit done. Nothing new.
It's nothing. They really like are going up a group of people that, if you really look at it, look at what we've accomplished in the past 25 years
when we work together.
Exactly.
That's the thing. When we all stand together, we can. The last thing you want to face is a bunch of pissed off queens.
Yeah.
That is the last thing you want to take on.
It's a serious force. The LGBTQ plus force is pretty intense.
Yeah, we're recruiting people. We're adding letters. We're bringing people on.
We're going to invite the entire alphabet to just come on the show and be with us because, you know, that's what we do. You know, but yeah, so Ray Anthony? Was that Ray? It sounded like Schmo to me.
No, that was definitely Ray.
Oh, okay.
He said it was Ray when he called in, but it did sound like Schmo. And he's like, where's that Paul Anthony at?
Exactly. I'm like, they all, them two sound the same anyway.
She's the intern. They don't let her use the phone.
So, yes.
She can't even drive.
I was going to say, scan your license to use the phone. Love you, Schmo.
So we'll give him a couple of minutes. In the meantime, we'll continue to do our dish.
Did you hear about the poor Star Trek actor Anton?
Yes.
I didn't even know who he was. I never. Yeah.
Well, they did 2 of the movies, and he played, I believe, one of the technical like engineers in Star Trek. Mm-hmm. And he passed away. He was very young too. It's such a sad, sad, sad story because he was very young.
It happened in his front yard too, didn't it? Like, didn't a car roll on him and he was pinned up against his mailbox?
It was
on his fence.
On his fence? Ugh.
And now they've recalled that car, that Jeep.
Oh, good job.
Well, it takes stuff like this for recalls to happen. Yeah, something has to go wrong.
It takes stuff like this for, you know, people to stand up and say, hey, we should probably not sell assault rifles.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's horrible, really. I mean, now they have, aside from the situation that happened in Orlando, we have there's a situation in Mexico where...
Just a couple weeks prior.
Yeah. Well, no, recently.
Yeah. A couple weeks prior to Orlando.
Yeah, like a whole group of people were murdered in a bar. In a gay bar.
Yeah, 15.
It's sad.
Yeah, just a couple weeks prior to the Orlando shooting, there was the same type of thing in Mexico, which there wasn't a lot of coverage here about. And 15 people ended up dead. I'm not sure how many were injured.
You know, and it's not to say that people are not trying. I have to give it up to Jim Himes. He's one of the congressmen for the state of Connecticut. When they did a moment of silence in Congress for the tragedy that took place in Orlando, he walked out. But he didn't walk out and he didn't mean it to be disrespectful. He walked out in solidarity, because how many moments of silence should or must we have before we act mm-hmm. and pass laws and legislations that really make it so that people can't access these type of weapons?
And that's the one law or one loophole that we've had in this nation that it doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't understand how
it doesn't.
If you are on the FBI's watch list and you are not allowed to get on an airplane because you are being hounded, how the fuck
can you buy it?
Yes. I'm sorry, I got a little loud there. How can you buy a gun? And so someone said to me, well, you know,
in less than 30 minutes, probably too.
And he said, you know, you can be on the FBI watch list if you have two different spellings of your names on different documents, then go and fix that and you'll be taken off the FBI watch list. If you're not allowed on a plane because they are worried about you, you should not have the right to have a firearm. Your Second Amendment will be taken away.
I completely agree, 100%. But also on the same topic, Republicans, we're not trying to take away your guns. We're not. But nobody needs an assault rifle. Why?
Like
they're meant for mass shootings, mass killings,
like
to kill a lot of people in a short amount of time. We don't need that.
No, we don't.
You want to protect yourself in your own home? A handgun will suffice.
If you need anything more than a handgun to bring down a perpetrator or somebody that's trying to attack you, then you shouldn't own a gun.
No.
Period.
Nope.
So we're going to pause things right now. We're going to call the Idiots Radio just to see what they're doing. I think 5 minutes has passed, right?
God only knows.
Thank you for calling Wildfire Radio.
Ooh,
in 15 seconds or
so,
less,
Paul, you
please
can
state
handle
your
this.
Name and the topic you are calling about after the tone. Then press the pound key.
Hello, this is Paul Anthony, and I have a serious butthole situation I need to speak with you about. It's brand new. It wants to say hello. Hello?
It's me.
Pick up the phone. Did you hit pound?
Yeah, you have to hit pound.
You're live with the Idiots, Andy, Ray, Joanne, and Aaron's here.
Who the fuck is Aaron?
And the producer, what's going on?
My butthole is brand new.
Hello, Paul?
What?
Can you hear us?
The fuck's the dog? Is this Joanne's house? Who is this?
It's my butthole.
is it your butthole?
Listen. For those who don't know Paul Anthony, he is, like, really gay. He's not, like, a little gay. He's, like, floating on a river, fucking 40, 50 guys gay.
It was 60.
Right.
And that was just 60. In a half hour.
And apparently, I was
wait a minute.
Large. I was listening to his last show when he went to Texas.
Okay.
And he hooked up with a bear in a bathhouse with poppers. And I couldn't even listen to this stuff.
Popper? What is a popper?
What is a popper?
He put one in his ass, apparently, and it popped his ass off because
it's an inhalant.
He broke.
It gets you in the mood.
So, Paul, what happened? You really had to get your asshole sewn back in?
Yeah, I had a surgery like a week after vacation. My butthole got torn up because everything is bigger in Texas, and it ripped me open.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, because we can barely hear you.
He's on speaker. Can you pick up the phone?
Yeah, get off the speaker, you lazy ass.
I'm going to cut you.
Hold on.
Listen, Tom's like, no. Don't do it.
Somebody said, fuck you.
Tommy's got cords everywhere. He's trying to figure it out.
What is she doing?
No, we're not on speakers. I think we're going to have to Skype. We're going to have to Skype you in.
I don't know what they're doing.
All right, so listen. He got his ass all torn up. He got it sewn back on, and he was wearing a diaper at the show?
What?
I've been wearing a diaper for 2 weeks.
You had to wear a diaper for 2 weeks?
That was just by choice, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a maxi pad.
Oh, my God. What the hell happened? Like, what
are you transitioning and we don't know?
My new name is Paulina. Paulina Antoinette.
Yeah, what caused this problem with your asshole?
I got fucked up.
Stop going after the big ones.
Bigger
Don't
is
be
better,
a five
sweetie.
Can I ask you, Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you said you went with a John, what did that mean in a hotel?
What? You went with John in a hotel?
I went with
no,
my...
No, he said he went with a John. Are you? You're not pulling tricks, are you?
I flew down there with a friend of mine, and we visited a friend of ours.
Oh, okay.
The tricks were
because when you said the dog, the pit bulls ran after you.
I was just
you?
About to say he had dogs chasing
oh
him
my
too.
God.
Don't forget that. Part.
That was me going to a hookup, and two dogs started chasing me.
And she missed her flight twice.
Oh, I just wanted to get to the bottom of it because
the bottom,
no pun intended.
My butthole is fine. It's brand new. I am a virgin again.
For now.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is it tight? Can Schmo come down and, what was that?
Schmo can have my cherry.
You know, Trish, don't make Trish jealous. She's sitting right here.
You know what? This is bullshit. Everybody's always after
Trish,
my man.
You know Schmo would come down there if you would tell him to.
I know that
That's
creepy fuck mailed me his necklace.
Wait. We got to get Schmo we got to get Trish to hit on Schmo.
So there's more to a story here because I heard that Trish, Nick, did you really blow a straight guy at a wedding?
First of all,
he blew the groom's brother.
Oh my God. Stop listening to our podcast.
If you're blowing a guy, is that guy really straight?
No, I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. Ask his girlfriend.
Trish.
Come on.
We got to know. Hell, no one's listening.
How did
this go down?
No pun intended.
Yeah, another
just,
one.
Like, you know, flopped out. It was in my face, and what do I do when a dick is in my face?
Suck it.
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth.
Wow, you guys are so gay.
Yeah. When he finished, was he like, get the fuck away from me now?
No, he goes, when can we do it again?
Now, didn't he come and bring you coffee, too? So I think he liked you.
Yeah.
He's like, here's some coffee. Now suck my dick.
Did he give you a complimentary mint afterwards, at least?
Tom? You got to see our product of the night.
What is it?
That'll be the end of the show.
It'll be the end of the show. But all I'm going to tell you is, it's called.
No. You got to wait for the end of the show.
You got to wait. You got to be patient.
It rhymes with tummy.
Tummy
and dumb and dumb.
It rhymes with tummy and gum
or dumb.
Fun cum? Oh my God, I can't wait.
We'll have to chim in on that one.
We'll have to definitely chim in.
Cum gum. Cummy
so
gum.
Paul gets his asshole ripped up and turned back.
Trish blew a straight guy.
Trish blew a straight guy. Tom, is there something that you've done?
Eat pineapple. That's all he talks about. Eat pineapple so your cum tastes good.
Pineapple is good because it makes your semen taste
good. Every time you guys bring that up on your show, you ought to play the Pina Colada song in the background.
Well, if we had a licensing agreement to play that music, I would.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
I think we do.
All right, so you can
Jim,
play.
We do. Can we get that song, Jim? The Pina Colada song. Can you do it now? Can you get it for us? Look how easy this is.
Hey, let me show you how easy it is. When you come to a real station.
That's right. If
you like the smack talk going on here.
Yeah.
If you guys bring Gay Talk 2.0 to Wildfire Radio, this is how quick you get what you want.
Ooh, baby. I'm waiting.
We're still waiting for Jim.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Well, maybe real quick. At least we know that Jim takes
if
a bit.
If you've ever wanted to host a radio show in what basically looks like a murder shack in the middle of New Jersey, this is the place to come.
If you've ever seen a
Saw
movie.
At least you know Jim can take his time.
True. There's like steam coming up from that producer's vest.
Oh, the bald head is
you get
shining.
It together, Jim.
It's so red and sweaty. Look at it. Bingo!
There you go!
That's what you get on Wildfire Radio.
Can I get more
not
ice?
Not penis colada.
No, it's pina colada.
It's not penis colada?
Thank you, Jim. Jim? You didn't have to kill the song.
I was tired of my asshole, so I went down to Texas.
So when can we add you guys to the lineup here at Wildfire? When's that happening?
Well, we're going to take that conversation offline.
But I'm a straight guy and I'm not a groomsman, so nobody's blowing me.
But I will say,
sorry, Trish. Nobody's gonna blow him.
Nobody's
but my asshole.
I just wanted to wish a farewell. Do we have any farewell music to Paul Anthony's old asshole?
We actually have. We can send it down.
Farewell, huh?
He was able to hold on to it.
Whisper, because that's what his farts are going to sound like.
My farts, my hole is so tight when I fart, it scratches. It feels real good.
There it is. Goodbye, my little asshole. I'm sorry we had to leave this way. Sure, 40 or 50 guys hammered you, and it's the big bear in the bathhouse.
Put another zero on that.
Tore you from asshole to appetite.
I promise. Why
I'll take better care.
Why do you keep killing the music?
Because.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to hear them. It's our show. It's all about us.
Joanne, it's wonderful to hear
That's
you
not
again.
Joanne.
That's not Joanne.
Her name is Aaron, you dumb bitch.
All right, thank you.
Guys, give a shout out to your radio show right now. When's the next time you guys are live?
Well, we're recording right now. We'll be live in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we'll be putting it out on iTunes in about an hour and a half after we wrap everything up and we're done drinking our drinks.
What's the signature drink for tonight?
Oh, we did a new one. Fuck. It's called The Taste of Heaven.
And it is very heavenly.
That's really sweet.
A Taste from Heaven. It's gin lemonade for our listeners, too. Our drink of the day consists of gin, lemonade, fresh lime, simple syrup, and delicious mint leaves.
Muddled.
Ooh. Just like we did in front of the studio, making cocktails, muddling shit.
Yas, delicious.
Yas.
In honor of all those that we lost last week, a little taste of heaven.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello. All right, guys. Make sure you tune in to Gay Talk 2.0. They're on in about an hour and a half. You can catch them. We got
another call.
All right, we'll get it.
Fuck that call.
They just hung up on us.
Those fucking bitches.
All right, well, that was Andy, Ray, and Joanne Saraganakis.
Her name was Aaron.
Yeah,
Aaron?
It was a different woman.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It sounded
like Joanne Saraganakis. Well, anyway, Joanne Saraganakis is part of the show, too. They're the Idiots Radio. They're also available on iTunes. You can check them out if you want to. They're also on Wildfire Radio. So wildfireradio.com. You can listen to them at any time. And so that was the Idiots. That's where we went down to New Jersey to visit them. They're amazing. They're a bunch of crazy people that we just absolutely love. And
we got to teach them some geography, though. They keep saying drive down to Connecticut. We are north of you.
They'll figure it out.
You know, semantics. North, south. It depends on where the what axis the Earth is in. It could be west.
Well, we just had the summer solstice.
BDQ.
Depending
on what mood I'm in.
So anyway, listen. We're gonna take a break. But before we do, I'd like to play a song for you guys. It's a song that was written by two individuals who came together and decided that they needed to put to words what they were feeling in regards to this tragedy that occurred in Orlando. The gentleman's name is Eli Lieb and Brandon C. I believe it's S-K-E-I-E, but the K is silent. And the name of the song is called Feel My Pulse. It is a very, very beautiful song, and it's a wonderful tribute to the 49 people that were lost in the tragedy that was Orlando. So let's take a listen to that, and we'll be back right after this.
So you say this is human, your heartbeat versus mine. I'm in chains cause I'm choosing, showing love for living life. I shouldn't have to leave where I stand. I shouldn't have to change who I am to count as a human. Feel my pulse. With your hand on my heart, you know it beats just as hard as yours. Feel my pulse. Oh, feel my pulse. Can't you see that I'm scarred? I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse. Oh, I wish I could reach them, strip away or separate. It's the same air we're breathing, same tears run down our face. So I don't have to leave where I stand, and I don't have to change who I am to count as a human. Feel my pulse. With your hand on my heart, you know it beats just as hard as yours. Feel my pulse. see that I'm scarred. I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse. Yours, feel my pulse. Feel my pulse. Can't you see that I'm scarred? I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Feel My Pulse, and very touching song for a situation that just really just, it's all that anybody could talk about in our community, and it would be remiss of us not to acknowledge the 49 beautiful souls that were lost in this tragedy that was this shooting that occurred at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, Florida. So we're going to run down the list of names of people who lost their lives that morning. And we're going to start off with Brenda Lee Marquez McCool. She was age 49 years. She was 49 years old. She was the mother of 11, survived two bouts with cancer, and she died at Pulse protecting her son. He survived.
So sad.
It is very, very, very sad. Oscar Aracena Montero, age 26. His partner, Simon, was also at Pulse. Both of them lost their lives that evening. And again, he was 26 years old. Jean Carlos Mendez Perez. He was there with his boyfriend, Daniel Wilson Leon, who also lost his life. Jean Carlos was 35 years old. Luis Vilma, age 22. Geraldo Ortiz Jimenez, age 25. Antonio Devon Brown. He was a captain in the U.S. Army Reserve. He had previously been a member of the Army Officers Training Corps at Florida's A&M University. He was 29 years old, also lost his life. Akira Monet Murray, 18 years old, also lost her life that night in the club. Frankie Hernandez Escalante, age 27. Paul Terrell Henry, age 41. Christopher Andrew Leononen, age 32. This was the individual whose mom came on television screaming and trying to find out any information possible from officials as to the whereabouts of her son. He was due to marry his lover, which was Juan Ramon Guerrera, or Guerrero, excuse me. And they both lost their lives that night at the club, and because they were planning to get married, they both got buried, or will be buried, together. Gilmari Rodriguez Sullivan, age 24. People said that she had a smile that would light up a room. Jonathan Antonio Camuy Vega, 24 years old. Young gentleman, beautiful, vibrant. He was a member of the National Association for the Hispanic Journalism in Puerto Rico, and he did a lot of work with a lot of local affiliates in the area, in the Florida area. Edward Sotomayor Jr., age 34. Beautiful, beautiful young man, also lost his life. Luis Daniel Wilson Leon, age 37. Luis Omar Ocasio Capo, age 20. The youngest. Eric Ivan Ortiz Rivera, age 36. KJ Morris, age 37. Eddie Jamal Joy Justice, and I hope I said that right, age 30. Eddie was an accountant and loved to make other people smile. He was able to text his mother before he died. This was the text messages that were running around on social media where he was asking his mother to help him and to send police and that he was letting her know that he was going to die.
Jesus.
Gilberto Ramon Silva Menendez, age 25. Jason Benjamin Josephat, age 19. Miguel Angel Honorato, age 30. Javier Jorge Reyes, age 40. Juan Ramon Guerrero, age 22. Whew. Simon Adrian Carrillo Fernandez, age 31. Mercedes Marisol Flores, 26 years old. Dianca Deidre Drayton, age 32. Anthony Luis Lariano Dilsa, age 25. Corey James Cornell, age 21. Daryl Roman Burt II, age 29. Gerald Arthur Wright, 31 years old. Leroy Valentin Fernandez, 25 years old. Tevin Eugene Crosby, age 25. Jean Carlos Nieves Rodriguez, age 27. Rodolfo Ayala Ayala, hyphenated, age 33. Angel Luis Candelario Padro, age 28. Christopher Joseph Sanfeliz, age 24. Amanda Alviar, age 25. Juan P. Rivera Velázquez, age 37. Stanley Almodovar III, 23 years old. Juan Chavez Martinez, 25. Luis Daniel Conde, age 39. Peter O. Gonzalez Cruz, 22 years old. Alejandro Barrios Martinez, age 21. Joel Ramon Paniagua, age 32. Enrique L. Rios Jr., age 25. Xavier Emmanuel Serrano Rosado, age 35. Shane Evan Tomlinson, age 33. Martin Benitez Torres, age 33. Frankie Jimmy De Jesus Velasquez, age 50. And ladies and gentlemen, that is what this shooter took from us that fateful night. May they rest in peace.
That was really nice, Tom.
And let's get back to the dish. It's very hard to do. It's probably one of the hardest things that, or the hardest list that I have ever had to read from in my life. It's been done. People have done it. But I feel that their memory is honored when we say their names, because then I know for myself that they will never be forgotten. And that the suffering that the community is going through right now as a whole is only going to make us work that much harder to find justice for these 49 beautiful souls.
And we have people all over the world standing behind us, encouraging us to fight on, standing there to fight alongside with us.
And standing by Orlando.
You know, it's heartbreaking. But you know what pisses me off even more? That while we're trying to get these beautiful souls buried, whether having a ceremony, you have organizations like the Westboro Baptist Church trying to boycott these funerals. And it is nice to see that individuals came in love and solidarity and dressed themselves up as white angels and built a barricade between those that were there for the services to celebrate the lives of these beautiful people and these horrible people that do nothing other than spread hate. You cannot be a Christian and be part of the Westboro Baptist Church. I am sorry.
I completely agree. I mean, they dress up like angels just like they did for Matthew Shepard.
Yes.
Really?
And the fact that they took that moment in time not too long ago when Matthew died and dressed up like angels like that is just so, it speaks to our communities. Like, we haven't learned from our past yet. We're still hurting each other, and it's like we have to bring all of this stuff constantly to people's forefront. And it's just disgusting to me that you can sit there and call yourself a Christian. We, the LGBTQ plus community, would never, ever, if this ever happened in any, if this happened in a Christian church or a Baptist church, we would be there to support, just like everybody was during Sandy Hook or any other thing. But no, the LGBT community, we have to fight people that don't want us to be buried properly. It's just...
And it's sad.
It's ridiculous.
But, you know, this group, seriously, they should get rid of their tax-exempt status, number one, because all they do is promote hate. Because they don't only do it to just the LGBT community. They do it to fallen soldiers. They do it to many, many other people. This group of people is just the farthest from holy that you could ever find on this earth. And the fact that they're protected or get tax-exempt status to promote their hate is an absurd, it's an upfront to the lives lost.
It's the way the government is paying to spread their hate, because they're not taking that tax money. Yeah. By letting them be tax exempt, they are essentially almost funding them to spread their hate across this nation.
Yep. It's hard. It is very, 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 very hard to deal with what's happened. We're all four bartenders here, so I'd like to take the opportunity to tell my friends that are sitting at this table, people that I work with, that I love them very much, because this could have been easily us.
That's all I could think about that morning.
Yes. Yeah. It easily could have been any single one of us sitting at this table who normally come together after the weekend on a Monday to do this podcast and bring you guys the content that we do. And we're certainly appreciative of our listeners. We apologize in advance. Our purpose was not to bring the mood down or take away from our comedy, but I feel, like I said before, it would be remiss of us to not address the issue, being that we are part of the LGBT community. I said that 5 times correctly. I'm very proud of myself.
Very proud of you too.
I think it's concrete.
And like, I almost hate to use the word duty, because then it sounds like we're forced to do it, but I feel like this was necessary for us.
It was.
We want to be a part of the LGBT community worldwide. So unfortunately, we have to talk about these things.
But we do.
We want people, like Tommy said, by saying their names, we are letting everyone know that they will not be forgotten.
They will not be forgotten.
Absolutely,
we will fight.
Not. I think that, you know, it's Maya Angelou wrote a poem before she passed, actually a couple of years back. And that poem was actually read at Oprah Winfrey's Legends Ball. And it was called We Speak Your Name. And in that Legends Ball, that particular poem was written to acknowledge and honor the people that were sitting in that room, who she called living legends, to honor them and show them an appreciation in life rather than in death. It's very poignant, very beautiful poem. And so it reminded me that in order to remember someone, we really do need to speak their names. We really need to, because that's the only way that we're going to remember that they existed, and that their death meant something. That we're going to bring change. Mm-hmm. We as a community are going to come together. Organizations like the HRC and other groups among the LGBT AMA. Community, we're going to come together.
We have to do the it. AMA is not necessarily an LGBTQ plus group, but they came out against the NRA after Orlando. You have the AMA, you have HRC, you have the general LGBTQ community coming for the NRA. So,
hey, listen, emotions are flying high. I was unfriended on Facebook by an individual who the very next day after the shootings went to a shooting range because, you know, he wanted to teach his partner how to shoot.
I saw that.
But posted a picture of an AR-15 of him holding one at the shooting range, the very next day. I never said anything about it. I had put a post on, you know, my feelings, how I felt about guns and blah, blah, blah. And he responded. And so I said, listen, dude, I'm not here to debate with you. I don't want to get into that. Just leave my post alone. If you don't agree with what I say, and keep it moving. And unfortunately, he didn't. So I made it a point to bring it to his attention. Listen, I saw you post a picture of an AR-15 the very next day after the tragedy happened. Did I say anything about it? Did I think that it was inappropriate? Yeah, I thought it was inappropriate. But did I put my 2 cents into it? No, I kept it moving because we're all at a very fragile state right now. And you're going to catch yourself saying things or typing things that you really don't mean. Mm-hmm. And as a result of our exchange, he ended up unfriending me. That's your prerogative. I stand by my statements. I stand by what I believe in. And that's the unfortunate reality that we're in.
You know, after everything happened, there was just an outpouring from, I mean, so many different people. And if anyone watched the Tonys, I'm sure a lot of people in our community did watch the Tonys. There was just this moment and it just hit me so hard. And, you know, I'd done so much crying, but I just, after, when this moment happened, I couldn't stop crying. So I'm going to read a little piece of it. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, who won a Tony Award for Hamilton, got up there and he wrote a sonnet. And I'm sure he wrote it. You know, he went on. He was thanking his family and his lovers. I mean, his wife and family and whatnot. But he said this one little statement that just got me. We live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers. Remembrance that hope and love last long. And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside. And he got, just like I did just now, he got teary. And it's just, we can't be afraid to be ourselves. We still have to go out there. We still have to be ourselves. We still have to love the way we've been loving, because that's the only way our community is going to move forward and continue to move forward as we have been. So thank you so much for that sonnet. Thank you so much for you. And thank you, everybody, who has been there to support us through this horrible, horrible time.
And
amen.
That was really nice. We actually put there are a couple of banners hanging up at the bar, one outside saying Orlando Strong, where Miller Lite was standing behind. Miller Lite was putting open ads out and everything. And the owner's partner put a sign up behind the bar. And it was a rainbow flag, and it said, "This is not a white flag." And I said, "That's really nice." And he turned around, and he looked me in the eye, and he said, "Because these colors don't run."
They don't.
And that was beautiful.
They absolutely don't. Let me tell you, we are a very, very resilient community. I've said that time and time and again.
Yep.
You know, when you look at our history, Stonewall, you know, our fight for marriage equality, our fight for civil unions. I mean, we are a very, very, very vocal group, and we're going to, this is not going to go unnoticed.
Our fight to be out and proud.
That's right. Exactly. And listen, we're in the midst of Gay Pride Month. I want to thank all the brothers and sisters, every single one of you, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, questioning, plus supporters, for taking the time to go out and celebrate Pride in all of these events. I know we had Providence, which occurred last weekend. New York is coming up. Boston has already happened. They had a huge turnout. Chicago is coming up. So, I mean, I know we cover this before, but I want to thank everyone for going out, because we cannot be scared. We have to show them that we're going to celebrate our pride regardless of what happens. And
the point of these attacks, in my opinion, if he really was with ISIS or ISIL,
ISIS,
they're really trying to instill fear in separate communities, isolate people so that they can draw people into their community. And we need to make sure, I think, as we already are, that we become stronger as a community. But besides the LGBTQ plus, we need to branch out and bring, let's take the word allies,
yeah,
and embrace everybody. Everybody needs to be a part of this community because we need to move forward as a nation and not as a community. We need to move forward as a nation. And that's just really what it comes down to.
And what you were saying, that's the textbook definition of terrorism. Mm-hmm. They're trying to instill fear in us to control our lives. That's not going to happen.
I've been afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. I am who I am. If you want to come for it, come for it.
You know, yep, another thing that makes me happy is to see too. I mean, yes, tragically, we lost 49 people, but it's good to see that those that were affected, those that were also victims that survived, are recovering. I see a lot of accounts of people putting videos who were part of this whole fiasco, and they're thanking. I saw a video of one, you know, being approached by the police officer who helped save him.
That was such a nice video.
It really was.
He just wanted to meet the guy that dragged him out of the club.
Yep. And, you know, the officer extended his hand out to shake it. He was like, no, give me a hug. And
you saved my life.
It was.
You got shot six
so
times.
Oh, my God.
Impactful. And, you know, there was another gentleman who got shot, like you said, six times. And I guess the shooter was reaching over the stalls in the bathroom. And, you know, he was telling his story and how everyone around him was just falling. People were just dead. And he was just sitting there trying to just live. It was, but it's good to see that they're recovering well. And we wish them a speedy recovery. If you want to call us and, or, you know, Skype in and let us know about your experience, you know, what your plans are going forward. Are you going to, you know, take this and do something extraordinary with it? You know, be a voice for your community. Let us know. We'd be interested in knowing and getting those details to, so that everyone knows what you're going through and what you're going to do about it.
And I do want to say, sorry, Nick. No. I do want to just send a thanks to, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm sure you guys maybe saw it on Facebook. Greg Zanis, the man who drove 1,200 miles to Orlando and delivered 49 handmade wooden crosses
for each
person that was taken from us. He built them himself. He placed each one down. And then the following day, he was singing to each cross for representing the person that was taken from us far too early.
That's awesome.
And I really want to thank you because on behalf of our community, on behalf of mankind, that was such a beautiful gesture.
It really was.
Thank you very much.
I did read that and I can't believe I forgot to jot that down, but that was it reminded me of Sandy Hook and the little angels that one of the, you know, the people that lived in Newtown put up for the fallen children and the educators, back when that happened. So, you know, it's such a different mood for this particular episode. We apologize in advance. It wasn't, like I said before, our intention to bring people down or make people sad, but we would be remiss not to acknowledge it.
I agree. I want to say one other thing about this, that, you know, we see in the news about the, you know, Islamic community and people attacking them and this and that. I think what's really important is that any Muslim or Islamic American, they are Americans. And I think we need to acknowledge that and we need to appreciate them just as I would appreciate Chris, Paul, or Tom. People that are terrorists are terrorists. People that are Americans are Americans. And like I said before, we need to move forward as a nation, united, and not blaming or criticizing anybody. We need to love and cherish everybody for who they are. And I mean, just like Mark Cuban, he donated $1 million to the Dallas Police Department to protect the LGBT community. I mean,
that was very big of him. And, you know, and he's really a really good entrepreneur. He dabbles into a lot of things, and for him to be able to say that, hey, yeah, I'm going to do this. You know, you've got a lot of people that are big names out there that are really supporting. Lady Gaga has been a pillar for the LGBT mm-hmm. community since her beginning in music. And she took to the stage in Los Angeles and gave one of the most touching, heartfelt speeches that I have ever seen anyone give. And that only Lady Gaga could give. So, you know, thank you.
Yeah. And just because, you know, this event happened and there is, you know, people are scared or whatnot. Do you realize how many, there's so much outpouring of love and yeah, moments of hate, which I'm sure are going to pop up more visceral than in your face, but there has been so much love.
Even a large Muslim population was praying. Yes. And they and see now that's, I've, it's important that certain people in the Muslim communities do come out, and it's unfortunate that they have to remind people, like Nick said, they are American. Not all Muslims are terrorists. Well, it was a great gesture for them.
I need to make a point on that. See, here's the thing. Tally it up.
Yeah.
My first one for the whole episode. It boils my blood when people say that Muslim people are terrorists. And I'm going to give you a comparison that's going to settle this once and for all. Muslim people, ISIL, or any of these extreme groups are to Muslim people what the Westboro Baptist Church is to Christianity.
There you go.
Plain and simple.
You can't.
It's a faction of a religious group that just went haywire. And you can't take every Christian in this country and say that we're all going to be what these people are at the Westboro Baptist Church. It's the same thing in the Muslim community. Mm-hmm. To our brothers and sisters in the Muslim community, they are not all terrorists.
Yeah.
So I just got to throw that out there because it really pisses me off when people go on Facebook or they go on any type of social media and put ignorant comments about Muslims being terrorists.
It's the Islamophobia.
It really sucks.
It's a disease in this nation right now.
It really sucks. Just like, for example, you know, again, going back to Christianity and the freaking KKK. Mm-hmm. There is no difference.
Nope.
Not at all.
It's the same type of, like, they're the same exact types of groups, just on two different sides of religion.
They're people that take hatred that they have in them and they put it on their prophet or their person that they're following. They basically are holding them accountable so they can spread their hate.
So,
did you see the video of Adele?
Yes, and I don't listen to that modern music. I listen to the whole thing.
There were so many people at that goddamn concert, and she's got her gay little flag.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was
and
really
they
pretty.
All turned on their cell phones, and they all turned off the lights, and it looked like a sea of stars.
It was beautiful. It was.
Absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So listen, guys. We're going to wrap up this episode. It's been quite emotional to actually sit here and talk about this. But I needed to do it, and I know that my fellow co-hosts also needed to do it. Next week, I'm going to bring that comedy back for you. We'll talk about Paul's butthole a little bit more.
My butthole has got to go. It's happening right now.
If you need to reach us, you know, you can visit our website, www.gaytalk20.com. You could also email us at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to have, you know, just send us a message and let us know what you thought, what you think, you know, anything that we could do on the show.
Did you guys talk about the fact that we got our first email from a...
We did.
I was just going to say that.
We did. We got our first email from actually one of our listeners who was on his way down. Nick, I'll let you talk about that.
Back to Orlando. Actually, I think Tommy's pulling it up right now.
But, yeah.
A gentleman so nice. Who went away from Orlando the weekend that happened for a wedding. And then on his way down, he listened to our podcast on repeat and it got him home. Got him home safely and he laughed and he had a great ride home knowing that he was going home to something that
I'll read it very quickly for
uncomparable.
You. So he kicks off the email by saying, "Hello, ladies. I just wanted to drop you a line and let you know how great of a show it is. I stumbled across it about a week ago and this past weekend, I left my hometown of Orlando to attend my brother's wedding. And as you know about the horrific, tragic event that happened here on my way back, driving down to Orlando, I was thrilled to turn on your podcast and for the first time and listen to it for the entire show. It literally took him 10 hours to listen to the entire thing. He said it was wonderful that he was able to laugh. And as he came in home to the devastation that occurred, he wanted to point out that he completely felt that, you know, he was in the room with us talking and having a kiki. He loves the show and he thanked us for the laughter. And so we want to thank you for being a listener. Thank you so much. It was very, very great to hear from you. And his name is Robert.
Yes, Robert, we love you.
Yes, thanks, Robert.
So guys, normally we would... do you have anything else?
I just want to say one more thing, and I know it's stupid and ridiculous, but before I let Tommy close out the show, I just want to remind everybody that love always conquers hate, and love is love is love is love. Is love.
Is love.
And we love you all.
So creepy. Watching you hold that microphone and get closer is love.
That's because I started swallowing the mic a little bit.
Get it, girl.
Normally, we close a show with our typical, you know, thank you for listening, blah, blah, blah. We've already said that a million times over throughout the episode. So I find it poignant to close the show with a song that you heard before. Again, this is Pulse. The song that was written for all the victims. Pulse, Paul, you can say goodbye. If you
bye.
Want. Bye-bye. Thank love you guys for listening.
Take care, guys.
So you say this is human. Your heartbeat versus mine. I'm in chains because I'm choosing. Showing love for living life. I shouldn't have to leave where I stand. I shouldn't have to change who I am to count as a human. Feel my pulse. With your hand on my heart, you know it beats just as hard as yours. Feel my pulse. Oh, feel my pulse. Can't you see that I'm scarred? I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse. Oh, I wish I could reach them. Strip away what separates. It's the same air we're breathing. Same tears run down our face. So I don't have to leave where I stand. And I don't have to change who I am to count as a human. Feel my pulse. With your hand on my heart, you know it beats just as hard as yours. Feel my pulse. Can't you see that I'm scarred? I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse. Yours, feel my pulse. Feel my pulse. Can't you see that I'm scarred? I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse.
Can't you see that we're human?
Feel my pulse.
Can't you see that we're human?
Pulse.
We are Orlando Strong.